Chapter 2
"Murdered!" exclaimed Huckfail. "Mr. Page was murdered!"
"He was garrotted," said Peter Skillen.
"But I was hired to protect him. I let him down badly."
"You had your own attacker to contend with, Jem."
"Gully will never forgive me," wailed Huckfail. "Mr. Page was a dear friend of his, and I failed to guard him properly. I must go back to the gallery at once and apologise to Gully."
As he tried to get out of bed, however, he felt as if he'd been struck on the head once again, causing him to cry out in pain and fall back on the pillow. He was in a bedchamber at Peter's house, having been carried there when he was discovered in the alleyway. Still groggy and covered in blood, Huckfail had been able to give those who'd come to his aid the address of his friend. Peter and his wife Charlotte had been shocked to see the state he was in. They'd summoned a surgeon, who'd cleaned the scalp wound and inserted stitches. Huckfail's skull was now encircled by heavy bandaging. As he tried to work out what must have happened, his brain was racing.
"I was completely fooled," he admitted. "I thought I was following that man unseen when all the time he knew that I was behind him. The moment he had the chance, he vanished from sight, then lurked in ambush. He guessed, Peter. When he saw Mr. Page going into the gallery, he must have..."